Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. The modern-day Jewish state of Israel actually began in the late 1800s, not 1948. That's the headline. Winky Medad will come to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The Jewish state, it actually did not start in May of 1948.
You and I have discussed over the years the biblical prophecies regarding restoration, like in Isaiah, that the people of Israel will return. Because we lost our independence by the Romans almost 2,000 years ago, many Jews continued to come back to the land of Israel, but of course they had no power. When we refer to Zionism, the Zionist organization founded by Theodor Herzl in 1897 at the first Zionist Congress in Basel, Switzerland, the state was in a theoretical sense, in a concept that, yes, the Jews should go home to their national home. I'd have to say that that began the foundation step in bringing Israel and the Jewish people back into history. And, of course, the League of Nations said the Jews should have their own national homeland. United Nations decided that there would be a Jewish state and an Arab state. The Arabs rejected that, as they always had rejected territorial compromise. We ended up with a state, and they had nothing.
And for all of that work since the end of the late 1800s, the activities resulted on May the 14th, 1948, I believe, as I understand it, at 4:30 in the afternoon, the greatest announcement in all of history as a fulfillment of Bible prophecy was made there at Independence Hall by David Ben-Gurion.
And of course, there's always a backstory. The British had set their day for leaving the mandate behind and finishing up on the 15th of May. But that turned out to be Saturday. Saturday, as we all know for the Jews, is the Shabbat, the Sabbath. And so Ben-Gurion had to move back Declaration of Independence to the Friday, as close as possible to the British leaving of the mandate territory.
Winky Medad with the details behind the establishment of the modern-day State of Israel. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. As Winky revealed to us, the first Zionist Congress in the late 1800s brought forth the concept and the desire for the Jews today to have their own modern-day state. However, it was long before Theodor Herzl that God set in motion the events which would culminate in a Jewish state. The ancient Jewish prophets were given the pre-written history of the State of Israel. Those prophets would be Ezekiel, chapter 37, Jeremiah, chapter 31, and Zechariah, chapter 1, just to mention a few of the prophets. The modern-day state of Israel has always been God's plan. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...